Okay. I'm sorry. You are responsible if you miss a class. I was just having a little trouble getting the recording going, dating it correctly so that we could follow through. Going to the page, seeing what you missed. If nothing is there, contacting your classmates. Also, you'll generally see the text chat and you'll see a recording. Tavon, did you go to the page and recording so that you know what you're facing today?
No, I didn't.
All right, get to it. Also, one of the things, when we take 15-minute breaks, this is a requirement. You got to get up. You know, you got to exercise. You know, go outside, run, do jumping jacks, stretch. You have to do some exercise. You can't sit and turn into a couch potato and get fat and sick. Okay, because you're sitting at a computer. Now, most of you are on laptop computers or stuff. Good. And have you found yours? Because I want to assign them your paper as well. This is where you get to be read as a part of based on your previous work. So, did you find your article on making our own sense? Your version of that, because I don't think yours was the title that, Safia.
I didn't look on the wiki for it. I know I did the presentation and everything, but I didn't look on the wiki for it.
I understand, sister. Would you look on the wiki and see is it there? Because I want students to read your previous writing, and you can read yours again as well. But I want you to understand, all of you, when you miss a class, what's your responsibility? So that you come to class knowing, whether you've had a chance to do it all or not, you know what's facing you. You know what you were supposed to have done. Some of it you will have been able to do. In your case, Safia, you already read that. You may want to read it again, but you may want to read your own in this case. But what you see what I'm saying. So that literally now, I don't want you to come to class, Ayende, Abdullah, Neema, anybody. I wasn't here. That's no excuse. Okay? You got two things. You got a responsibility to look on that page. Also, you got a responsibility to either call or contact one of your classmates or the instructor, in this case, me. All right? Period. Now, this is college prep. You miss a college class, and the instructor, you're taking a Monday, Wednesday class, and he said, all right, on the assignment is for you to read from page 100 to page 350, all right, and be prepared to discuss it. When you come to class, saying, well, I wasn't here, that don't get it. Understand? It just doesn't get it. So that doesn't get it here either. Got it? I'm preparing you to succeed. Same thing if you're working a job or working a business. You're supposed to handle something, and I wasn't here. I don't get it. So, enough with that. You understand that, everybody with that? I ain't here, Debbie. You got any questions about it? If not, let's put it to bed. You know what happens when you miss a class, what you're supposed to do, right? Give me some feedback, everybody. Thank you, Neema. Come on. Come on. Come on. I need to see something. Need some get back. Come on, Abdullah. Are you in the class or not? I need you to respond quickly or I will kick you out of the class today. I ain't playing nothing today except for good, quick response. 1, 2, all right. Now, folks, you better let me know if you're having some computer difficulty today because I expect some good response and moving on. All right. And you can talk as well as type. The most important thing is you respond. Now, if I say type talk, then that's what I want you to talk. But, if I don't specifically say talk, you can talk or type. All right. Put your links into your notes. Put your links into your notes.
I haven't created a notes page for the reading.
Okay. All righty. Tell me for those of you, Tavon, have you read The Economic Conundrum? Excuse me. Have you read Making Our Own Sense by Ife Mazimoyo?
I read it.
You said you did. Okay, great. All right. So everybody has read it. Okay. Tell me one thing. No, son. No. How would you do that? How would you even make something up like that? Give me a break. I told you not to take notes. Are you out of your mind?
Well, I know you never said you take notes.
Listen, son. You cannot digest it without taking notes. In fact, let's just see. I want you to tell me right now the three salient points that you digested from Making Our Own Sense. top three salient points. Do you know what salient means?
No.
All right. Then, Abdullah, help a brother out. What's salient? Nima, what's salient?
I don't know.
Safia, what's salient? Yes, that's it, the word salient. Look it up. I mean, 15 seconds. Anybody, if several of you don't know, fire it up. What is salient? And speak, put it in the text chat. Allende, you listen carefully, or read carefully, because as soon as it hits the text chat, I want you to open your mic and give us three salient points. Thank you, Safia. Appreciate it. Having a quality that thrusts itself into attention. Okay? Another word could be important. All right, Allende. You read it and digested it, though you didn't take notes. Thank you, Safia. Come on, Allende. Put your baba here. How you digested this article without taking notes. I want you to read it. You could read your notes if you wanted to go to, but I don't want you to read the article again. Allende is doing that. Open a text chat to me. And please tell me what are the your salient learnings, okay, or relearnings in a private text chat to me. Thank you, everybody. Type in your salient learnings from the preface article, Making Our Own Sense. Allende, your 1 second is up, son. Let's go. Give it to me. Great. Thank you, Nima, for opening a private text chat. Thank you, Tavon. Thank you, Abdullah. I'll take the noise. Come on in with the noise. You just talk louder. I don't want to hear that. Let's go. Come on, Allende. I don't want no excuses about your mama's using the printer. It's making noise. Talk loud. Come on.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Bring some energy. I don't want to hear you hear me. I want some energy. Give me three salient points. Others of you, you don't have to limit it to three. That is, I want to, collectively, we're going to have a review of that article. Orally, we're listening to Allende. Otherwise, y'all are typing. Come on, Allende.
Okay, the first main point or salient thing is having our own money-based system that could function in like an independent community or something like that. Number two, I don't have any more.
So you did a good job digesting the article without notes, didn't you? Talk to me, son. Come back. I'm no junk, okay? You read this article and digested it? You studied it? Allende, you need to respond quickly. Or else I actually want to bring your mama into this classroom, okay? And so you read this article and digested it, and you only have one point, which is implied in the title of the article. Okay. Is your mama still using the printer? Uh-huh. Okay, son, would you go and read the article now? I want you to take notes on what you think are salient points about the different parts of what she's saying. She's not just saying we need to establish our own currency. That's, of course, the thrust of the article, but there are many pieces to it. I want you to go take notes on a wiki page, and I want to see it. You got 30 minutes to read and take notes. Bring it back here and be ready to discuss, okay? You can move to another class. Just go right above here. They can't stop the water, so I can still come up and talk to you when I need to. In the meantime, I'll send your mother an email with what you just presented to us, because I don't buy it. I think it's bogus. If you read an article and the best you can do is to repeat the title, then we got some problems, okay? So go, and we'll see you when you get black. You can then add your part to what people are putting here. Bye. All right. Let me see what we got. Safia, I don't see a private message to me where you were to be writing. Avon, I said three. You only gave me one. Gee whiz.
I'm typing more. It's just that my computer is rambling. It's almost like it's not my browser, because I have a lot of stuff.
Give me that again. You have a what?
I said that I'm typing more, but my computer is like it won't go, and then I'll have to do more, and it will go. So I'm about to use my browser.
All right. One of the things you ought to do when you start class is you ought to reboot your computer or clear everything out so that you really don't have a whole lot of other things up in your browser or other things running, so your computer can devote their full resources to class. Then you do the other stuff later. All right. I'm looking. Okay, Nima, I'm checking yours.
Public Castle, can you see it now?
see it now, Safiya. Thank you. I didn't see the other one. So all I see is right now, can you see this one? Thank you for trying. Appreciate that. Okay. Nima says, the local barter system gives retirees and children a sense of conduct. It's not a barter system. It's a currency system. So I just want you to know the difference between the two, even though that's what the person may... I don't know if they called it that, but it circulates within the community, goes nowhere else, and so many computers are doing this for the communities. Okay, I got that. Abdullah, with great encourage, motivate many of our people, entrepreneurs, develop skills, service, and others to enable them to. This cooperative system could change the way we can put emphasis on building. Okay, many of us today know or fully understand. All right. What I expect for you to do is to now talk about what you've typed in, what was salient about it for you, okay? So I don't want just cut and pasting stuff, okay? And I'll be honest with you, Abdullah, it looks like you did a cut and pasting job, but you also may have cut and pasted, but now I want your explanation, okay? So starting with Nima. You had that local barter system, which I want you to change the currency system, gives retirees and children a sense of constructiveness. Why is that salient?
It stood out to me because she had a quote in there from one of a retired citizen of the community, and he was using his Ithaca hours to do AC work, like air conditioning, and he said that it made him feel constructive again after being retired and out of money. So that's what stood out to me about that first one.
Okay, so now tell me, how is it that you think that local currency does it in ways that other currency either wouldn't or couldn't?
Because the local currency, first of all, is easier to use because the value of it is hours of work and not just like, just money or anything. So he can work for that much, to that many hours and receive the Ithaca hours for it. And that doesn't that's not how it usually goes with the money, because people at that time were low on money or out of jobs, and that way he had a job and some money.
Excellent. So you mean, people low on money, out of work, and still he could find some value. Hey, imagine this. And Safiya, there was no gold behind those Ithaca hours either. What's up with that? How could they be valuable when there's no gold behind them? Safiya?
I mean, there's no... value, but people believe in them enough for it to withstand.
You said there's no value.
There isn't.
Sure there is. He said, wait a minute. So, Nima, what do you think? Safi says there's no value behind them.
I think the quote gold would probably just take the form of the hours of work. The value is his work, his services that he's giving to people.
Okay, but Safi, you said there was no value. I'm challenging you that's value.
Right, because that's not real value. Like, that's what you can trade it in for. You might as well be bartering. It's just a different way of bartering, because you can't, like, you wouldn't be able to go to a bank or whatever and turn in his labor. There's no real value.
Notice what you have been convinced that real value is gold.
Well, I mean, for the purposes of the world that we live in, it is.
No, that's not true. Because, actually, the world that you live in does not operate on a gold standard. You can't go to the bank right now, period, and turn anything in for gold, period. You don't operate on a gold standard and have not operated on a gold standard for your whole lifetime and your mama's lifetime. So there's no value in the money that she has in her pocket.
So...
come on with it. This is a good discussion, y'all. This is an important point. This is a part of the economic conundrum. One of the objectives, of course, is to define what is money. You know, these people established a currency. You know, this guy says it makes him, feel he can do work and he feels useful. And Safi says, yeah, but that's cool and that's a good thing, but that ain't real value. And Abdullah agrees. And Tevon and Nima are like, nah, I don't know about that. Y'all work it, make it. Come to something.
I say that really it has value because that you can use to get something else. Now, if it didn't have any value, then there will be no worth of you doing it, and there will be no reason, it'll kind of be pointless. So that's my interpretation.
We're back to the question, son, of what is the value? So when you say it has value, is the value established? Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, brother.
But like Salvio was saying, you can't deny that the person that was working for his hours, you can't go to like Bank of America and turn that in for something that you can say spend at GameStop or something like that. It doesn't really have, maybe within that community, but not in the common world.
Oh, so it has value within that community, but it doesn't have value in other people's community, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay, great. See, we're talking about whether it has value or not. Because, see, if I live in Jamaica, my Jamaican dollars have value. If I live in China, my Chinese dollars have value, okay? If I want to trade my Chinese dollars for somebody else's dollars, then we got to negotiate that, my Jamaican dollars, my Senegalese dollars, okay? First, you got to stay with it now, you know. Do they have value or not? Now, you can talk about the limited value it has in terms of the geography, but first we're saying, does it have value or not? Safi said it doesn't have real value. It has value in the sense that the person feels good about whatever, but it doesn't have real value. And she said, Safi, you can come back if I'm misinterpreting you, you can't go and trade them for a bank. I haven't heard a response back from it. I said, you can't take the greenbacks you have. You can't take the money you have, the U.S. currency, and trade it for gold, or no other currency and trade it for gold.
That's because the system has changed. Like, everybody's, I'm not saying, I was using gold as an example. Like, we all know that money was a receipt for gold back then. Now, I'm not saying, like, now we can't go and turn in the money to the bank, but that money is still known. Like, it's still known. Now, if I was to go to a bank with Ithaca dollars, it's not. So, what I'm saying, like, I'm not saying that it doesn't have value, but.
That's what you said.
Because, no, it's not. I'm saying it has value, but not value on a larger scale, like outside of that community, like anything other than that. Because it's equal to like a bartering system within a community.
Guess what? Every dollar, every cash U.S. dollar you have is nothing but a bartering system. Period. Every dollar is nothing but a bartering system. Think about it. I will come, you know, and hire you, Safia. No, let's use everybody in this class. Put the skills you have in the text chat. Come on, quickly. Some skills you have, or some service knowledge you have, or service you provide. Come on, that some people could pay you for, or you wish one day they'd pay you for. Come on, what is? So Nima, art. What about art? You mean you're a drawer? You write? You do drawing, and photography. Okay, so you're an artist, drawing, photography. All right, good. All of it. Okay, great. She's an artist. Come on, y'all. Come on, Safia. Come on, Tavon. Come on, Abdullah. Come on, y'all. Give me a break. Fire up the text chat. What is your service that you're offering? Hey, fine. Tavon is a master farmer. He grows things, knows how to grow food. You know, Safia can crochet. She can also dance. She can also defend you. She's a lawyer, okay? And Tavon is also a pilot, okay? Come on, Abdullah. Let's go, son.
I'm typing.
Son, type faster, okay? And talk. If your typing is that slow, then just come on and talk, okay? When we're trying to make a point, I need you to respond fast. I need you to do it. This is the last time I'm going to ask you that today. Okay, so now, all we have in this country is a big bartering system. We're not going to use Garvey bucks. We're not going to use Ithaca hours. We're going to use cash U.S. bucks, all right? All are given by your parents or by Bob Wakesa or by whatever, okay? $1,000 each, and you need some art work done for your poster, Mr. Gardner. Okay, your artist, your computer, graphics computer breaks down, and you gotta pay Abdullah for it. And it's cold outside, Mr. Gardner, and you want somebody to crochet you a sweater. Okay. And it can go on and on. The point is, you're using U.S. dollars. Now, you could, if you lived in a physical community close to each other, you could go and barter to each other straight out. Nima and Abdul live in the same house, so they could say, you do draw and make my poster for me so I can have a better business, a website, and you, I'll do your whatever, and they could do that. And so they could barter that. But let's say they also, Nima wanted to do some of the needs, get some of those fresh vegetables that Tavon was making so she could stay healthy. And Tavon lived in Atlanta. So if Abdullah paid Nima for her art, cash money, he could send it to Tavon. All we have is a bartering system. The difference is having currency allows it to be extended beyond my physical two things, beyond my immediate physical contact and beyond the services that that person has to offer at that time. I don't need my computers fixed right now, okay? But I buy some vegetables from Tavon. Tavon, he buys something from me. I get his money. And later on, when I need some computer stuff done, I can get some from Abdullah. All money is an expanded bartering system. Do you understand, or do you protest? These, if you protest, I want to hear it. Show me how it's different. And every bartering system, expanded or not, like every currency system, expanded or not, has its limitations in terms of who honors it and at what rate. Comprende? I need a Debbie. Y'all with me? Come on now. Y'all, you know, I love a good debate. I love pushback because that's how understanding happens. You know, if I'm wrong, if you don't agree, I ain't going to bite you in the neck off for disagreeing with me.
So, I just looked up the definition of bartering and put it in the text chat. And with, like, the example of Ithaca Island, like, they're that by people's services. So, it can be used as a bartering system, but, like, but the American dollar is not always backed by somebody's services. Like, it's not backed by anything now. That is not backed by gold.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It is backed by. That is, if you get a dollar, if somebody says, I want to pay you to crochet, you accept that because the U.S. government says that the next person, that it's legal tender, and they will enforce, okay, they will enforce that other person honoring it. So then if you get ready to get TVs and they say it costs $20, forget a television or $200 for iPod, and you babysit for somebody and you got paid $200, then if that person does not take that legal tender, the government will shut them down. So they are forced to honor it.
Right.
Well,
okay.
Listen, that's
so
it's backed by your late. It's backed. You see what I'm saying? It's not just whether that person selling televisions or iPods wants to take your money. They don't want your babysitting services. You sold those to me. I paid you $200. You want an iPod. I think you can get a 8-gig iPod for $200. Not an iPod. Yeah, iPod, not iPhone. So you can get that for $200, right? Am I in the right ballpark?
What I'm saying is that the American dollar is not backed by the, like, same agreement of services. It's backed by word or law. Or, like, they're not backed by the same thing. So, it's
right.
Not an extended bartering. The Ithaca hours could be considered as an extended bartering system, but the American dollar can't, based on the definition.
Look at your definition. Your definition, that's why I said it's not bartering at all, okay? Bartering is a medium in which goods or service are directly exchanged for other goods or service without a medium of exchange. That's why when Nima put that quote around bartering, I said it's not a bartering system. I'm saying extend it because everyone is extended. What extends it is the medium of exchange. Your definition, bartering is a medium in which goods and services are directly exchanged for other goods or services without a medium of exchange. In Ithaca, they have a medium of exchange. Talk to me. That's your definition.
Right.
My definition, the one you put in there, Ithaca is not a bartering system.
You said that Ithaca dollars were backed by the agreement of services. Therefore, it is an extended.
No, listen. Every monetary system is extended bartering. And when it goes into extended bartering, where you have a medium of exchange, then it's no longer a standard bartering system. It has a medium of exchange. It's a currency system. Now, that how the agreements are enforced is a separate issue. You understand what I'm saying? How the agreements are enforced is not the same issue. It's a separate issue. I understand it's an important issue. Whether we come together and we agree, or we being our own mini government, at least in relationship to this currency, or we agree by virtue of electing officers, and those officers represent us, and they make laws. Now, it's often hard for many people to see the government as an extension of themselves, but that's what the government is supposed to be, an extension of you and me. So if our government agrees, then that means I agree. That's why if Bush says, or Obama says, there's war and wherever we got to go and fight for war, and they call your name, Abdullah and Safia, you got to go to war. Because the policies set by the government are those that represent the country, every single citizen in the country. All you're dealing with is one direct agreement or expanded agreement. Now, don't get it lost. Because there is a medium of exchange, it is a currency. That takes it beyond a standard bartering system. Okay, so I'm glad you put that definition. Y'all make sure that's in your notes. You're going to have to distinguish between a bartering system and a currency system. And I really appreciate that distinction. Now, a couple things I want you to get out of this so we can transition from here. One is the definition of a bartering system. Two, that you got a medium of exchange makes it a currency system. The other is the issue of value. Okay. There is value in the Ithaca system. There's value in the U.S. system. Either one of those, the value in those systems is directly related to material like gold or silver or those things like that. Okay. All of those things can be traded for it. Ithaca hours could be traded for gold. Somebody may say, I'll take 100 of your Ithaca hours for a pound of my gold or 2 ounces of my gold, just like they do for other things there in Ithaca. Incidentally, for those of you who haven't read the article or haven't also watched the video, which I also will give to you, you will notice that people can go to their local credit union and pay fees there. They can go to their local grocery store and get certain things, okay? There are over 700 businesses. Fia and I first got introduced and start tracking this when we were in North Carolina as we were working to set up an independent currency system, you know, in the black community there. So, and you know, I just encourage you to follow some of those links and check out some of those systems. There's some really good videos on Ithaca Hours so that you see how expanded it is. In that small town, there's still, by now, there are probably at least 800 businesses that take Ithaca Hours for all kinds of services, right? So the key issue was value, all right? And both issues, you have basically agreement. One agreement is enforced by government, and the other agreement is enforced by the people who are part of that particular group. If you have an independent currency system, which will be a supplementary system as long as you're in the United States, it can grow, and how much it supplements could be, whether it's 90% or whatever, but supplementary in the sense that it doesn't replace U.S. tender, okay, because that's the legal tender that everybody has to recognize, okay, based on agreement of everybody via government decree, since the government is supposed to be an extension of us, okay? And every independent currency system has to be taxed. So if I make $100,000 in Ithaca hours, or the equivalent of $100,000 in Ithaca hours, I got to pay taxes on it. All right? Y'all clear about that?
Yes. My question was, I know in the Secret of Oz video, they were saying that the taxes, when the citizens pay taxes, that's what goes, it goes to the, to the debt that is owed by the country. What if there's no debt? Then where does that money go?
Well, there's no interest. Money goes to services. So if people collect taxes, like right now, your mother pays taxes, your father pays taxes, you pay taxes, right? Don't all of y'all pay taxes? Don't you pay taxes, Tavon?
Yeah.
All right, great. You pay taxes. Your taxes go to help fix the roads, pay the police, pay the firemen. Now, part of your taxes also go to pay off debt if the nation has debt. Because the nation borrowed some money so that it could maintain some services. Or it borrowed some money so it could keep some businesses in place because they were too big to fail. Y'all know what I'm talking about on that? What was that last statement about?
Yeah.
Come on. Nima's not sure. For those, of y'all are sure, help clear up. What was I talking about? They can use it for to pay the police and pay the Air Force and the Army and the highways and roads and keep the internet going. They also can use it to bail out businesses that are too big to fail. What am I talking about?
Businesses maybe that file chapter 13.
I didn't hear the last part. You go down. You start off, but then you go down on your voice and I miss it. Come up. Yeah.
Businesses that file chapter 13.
Nope. They don't get taxpayer money. Keep going. Not automatically. Filing chapter 13 doesn't automatically give you taxpayer money. I wish it did. Okay, come on, y'all. What do I mean by that? It's part of the economic conundrum. Very good, Safia. Not too long ago, and it continues even to this day, at some big banks that were have been and continue to mess over Americans. Because of their influence in government, including with President Barack Obama and the previous President George Bush and other senators and legislators, took your tax dollars and were given trillions of dollars in bailout money. That is bailout meaning, you have made some bad investments. Well, I know this is supposed to be capitalism, but you know what? We're going to bring a little socialism in here and have the taxpayers, help you out. GM, General Motors, help you out. J.P. Morgan Chase, help you out. Bank of New York Mellon Trust Company, help you out. Bank of America, we're going to help you out. And you're paying the tax bill. So whenever you pay taxes, it can be based on the interest of money. Incidentally, since the United States didn't have those trillions of dollars to give to them, and it borrowed that from the Federal Reserve, for which it has to pay back with interest. Every time it borrows money from the Federal Reserve, a greater portion of your tax dollars goes to pay back interest and less goes for services. Are y'all with me on that? That's a key point. I want y'all to type that in the text chat. Yvonne's a great question. Type that in the text chat. Let me y'all understand that. I'm going to shut up and make sure y'all understand that part. I expect to see it typed in the text chat, on your private text chat, in the regular one. Come on.
Wait, can you repeat what you said?
I don't want the okay in the text chat. I want what I said. Okay? What do you do you understand that I said? What did I say? What did you hear? You remember? Come on, talk. I want you to type this. I mean, you can type it if you want to, or talk it. Come on.
Okay. I think you said that if. When the banks the Federal Reserve gives money to the big companies and the banks, then it goes more. If they give it towards the banks and big companies, they won't have enough money to go towards the services. And they, when they borrow from the Federal Reserve, they have to pay it back with interest.
Very good. Except for they don't. It's not given. It's loaned. Okay, when the federal government borrows money from the Federal Reserve for either the more it borrows money from the Federal Reserve, the more debt it has, and therefore the more debt service, that is interest. Okay, so it does not only pays back the $100,000, it got to pay back the $100,000 plus the interest. Okay, since your tax dollars go and it pays back the $100,000 that were used ostensibly for goods and services or to bail out some company that they decided needed to stay and rip you off. But still, the point is, in addition to paying back the $100,000 that was supposed to be goods and service, now you also got to pay back some money in interest. The more is borrowed from the Federal Reserve, the more your tax dollars money goes to pay off the interest, less that goes to pay off goods and services. Now, this is real simple, okay? You are studying in Mama Fia's class, okay, for those of you who are there. Others of you who are above it all already know this, that you go and you buy a car, and the car costs $20,000. The total price of the car when you pay for it will be $25,000, all right? So the more debt you have, the less your $25,000 pays for the car. Okay? So $5,000. Now, if you had cash, you could pay $20,000 cash and wouldn't you have it? Do you see what I'm saying? So the more debt, the longer you make the payments or the more you go in debt, the your $25,000 will buy less car because it has to pay for debt service. Y'all with me on that? You know, well, she working with you on the car level on the house. I'm working with you to understand that's on the national and international level. Okay? That's what you got to do. Unless your money buys. Very good, Nima. That's what I want y'all to put in your own words so that you got it. Okay? Put in your own words. Of course you got it. All right. Hold on a second. Let me get your brother. All right, Allende, come on back to the class. Save what you have. You can put your link in the text chat when you come back in the class. We're talking about some aspects of the article, and I want you to come back now. Okay. Let's go back to your wonderful list. We took one list from Nima. That's number one. Let's go to Abdullah's list. Abdullah, pick one. Explain it to me. You got three things down here. So why is which one do you want to talk about that's salient, and why is it salient?
Okay. This is actually a direct quote from the actual article. Or the paper that she wrote is this cooperative system could change the way we educate our children, calling us to put more emphasis on building concrete skills that are useful in our community as opposed to primarily serving those outside of it.
Okay, first, how would that happen? How, based on the article, could that be achieved?
You're saying how can we achieve it?
You said this was salient. I'm asking you, based on your reading of the article, how could she make this statement? How could that be achieved? How is she suggesting, either instructing or suggesting, that having our own currency would do that?
I don't think that she gives any examples. Are you talking about giving my own?
How does she suggest, if she doesn't give specific examples, based on the article, how does she make such a claim?
She doesn't give an example or any examples.
I didn't ask for no example. Come on, stay with me, son, okay? I heard you that she didn't give an example. If she didn't give an example, how does she suggest that using our currency could achieve such a thing?
She gives the example of in the Great Depression, the local currencies sprang up and they allowed some communities to survive the Great Depression.
I hear that. That's an example, although you said she didn't give any. I'm asking you, how does that example or any other example or implication make this salient? The cooperative system could change the way we educate our children, calling us to put more emphasis on building concrete skills that are useful in our community as opposed to primarily serving those outside of it. All right, if you don't know how she implies, suggests that, based on your reading of the article, two things. One, I suggest you read it again. The other, since it's salient to you, why is this salient to you?
I just thought that it was an important part, especially since that I was giving my reason. I just thought it was an important point because I guess since we're trying to liberate our people and that creating our own currency would help us not give money to the system that's oppressing us. And like she was saying, when she said, as opposed to primarily serving those outside of it, outside of our community. So, you know, that's why I thought it was important.
All I heard you do is repeat what she already put there in the article, except for since we are trying to do that. So please tell me, is this something that's a goal that you have? You said we. So do you have as a goal for us to educate our own children in a way that serves us primarily? Is that something that you share?
I don't know. I mean...
Oh, no, that's a yes or no question, son. That's not a, I don't know. Do you share the goal of wanting to, needing to, intending to educate our people, okay, in ways that serve us more primarily and not those outside of our community primarily? Is that something that you share? Is that a goal
sure,
or a value?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure, yes.
That's news to me. I'm glad to hear it, though. It's good news. So how do you think that using our own currency could allow us to put more emphasis on building concrete skills that are useful in our community? How using our own currency could change the way we educate our people, our children?
I'm thinking just now.
All right. This kind of thinking is the kind of thinking I want you to do, okay? This is not a, oh, I'm going to tell the teacher what he wants to know, or this sounds nice, or I kind of like it. You got to give some thinking to it, okay? So I'm glad you're doing that, all right? And you can type in the text chat when you get to it. Incidentally, this also is a partial answer to your question when you said you don't know what an African-centered education is. This is part of the answer. Okay, not all of it, but part of it. That is, an African-centered education is one in which we educate our children to build skills that are useful and have knowledge that's useful in our community. Of course, now to do that, we have to know what are our community needs, and we have to have value enough so that we serve that community first and then other communities second, like Asian people do, like Jewish people do, like English-speaking people from Britain do, you know, like everybody does. They serve their community, and they also serve other people in that order. That's what an African-centered education is, okay? All right, so I'll be looking forward to you typing in the text chat here, what the, when you, as you think about that. In the meantime, I'm going to move over to Allende, I asked everyone to, and you can do the same thing, open a private text chat and put in what, besides that lightweight stuff that you put at the beginning, what are salient issues, three salient issues that you got from your reading. Okay, Safia, we're on your list. Okay, would you pick one that you think is salient, and would you please say why?
I think I accidentally closed the message.
Okay, no problem. I haven't. I didn't close it, so I'm going to put it in the general text chat. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
All right, there you are. Pick.
This system allows people to get many of the things they need from each other instead of having to pay for a service and product with U.S. dollars they didn't have. I think that's important because, you know, when you're working, one, it helps the development of small businesses instead of corporate businesses like Walmart. It helps keep the money inside, and it helps to work and meet where the people are at.
How does it do that? Absolutely right. I wonder, how do you see it doing that?
Because you're not paying with U.S. dollars, so, like, normally, like with the Ithaca dollar or whatever, one U.S. dollar might be two Ithaca dollars, so they're saving.
Not necessarily. That's not how the currency, that's not an inherent part that the savings over a U.S. currency, you know what I'm saying? Like, translation of the currency from, just like you transfer a British pound to the U.S. dollar, the exchange rate is one thing, and that's an important thing. And it, depending upon the exchange rate of Ithaca hours to U.S. dollars, then it could amount for savings. But I don't. But having the currency, even if there is a higher exchange rate, does not negate what you just said here, that it allows people to get the things they need instead of having to pay for it with U.S. dollars that they don't have. Do you see the distinction? You just threw in the concept of you're saving because your exchange rate of Ithaca hours may be 2-1. If that exchange rate is that, then yes, you are saving, but the thing that you typed in the text chat is not based on the exchange rate between Ithaca hours and U.S. dollars. Come on, you are you with me? Push back or ask a question, all right? All right, everybody, you understand? What's the exchange rate? What do we mean by the exchange rate? You've heard it. Nationally, internationally, there's exchange rates. What's an exchange rate? How many of you traveled out of the country? If you did, you probably experienced exchange rates.
Oh, an exchange rate is the proportion of how many of that dollar you are is worth that was over there. So like, I went to Ghana. So like, the exchange rate is 1-to-1. So every American dollar is a Ghanaian currency.
Uh-huh. Okay. Great. What about Britain? What's the exchange rate between the American dollar and the British pound or the euro? Because I think they've adopted a euro. Okay, look it up. Right quick. We got 16 minutes. What's the exchange rate between the British dollar or British or the euro or the pound, whatever their currency is? I think it's the euro. I think they've switched to the euro and the U.S. dollar. Also, give me, we got British one. Give me the exchange rate for Tanzania, since you're taking Kiswahili. Somebody look that up and give me the exchange rate for Mexico at 3. Come on, as soon as you find them in the text chat,
okay.
Come on. Okay, what you got?
I got the exchange rate for the euros, and 1 American dollar equals
0.723. Okay. All right. I see who's
What were the other ones? Those Tanzania, Britain, and what other place?
Tanzania, Britain, and Mexico.
Okay, I got 1 U.S. dollar is 12.0053 Mexican pesos.
Okay, put in the text chat. Beautiful. All right, now we get Tanzania. We straight this exchange. And, you know, Safia brought in this idea of the exchange rate. Yes. All right. Maybe we ought to put as a part of our newspaper the exchange rate, currency exchange rates on African countries so that people can find them. Folks don't have to work so hard to find those when they want to travel to Tanzania. All right. We'll let that be right now so we can make a point. If you are in Britain, is having American currency advantages to your advantage or disadvantage? Do you save money?
It depends on where you're going. It
depends on what?
I think it depends on where you're going, because it could be a disadvantage if you're going to a place where the money is
Give me an example. Take out hypothetical. If you say disadvantage or advantage, explain it. You're right, hypothetically, but just go ahead and decide on the place. All right?
Well, like, in Europe, in UK, it's a disadvantage because 1 American dollar doesn't even equal a whole euro there. But in Tanzania, in Ghana, it could be an advantage because it's equal.
Let me put it like this. Would you be better off going to Britain to shop, or would they be better off coming to here to shop? Would you be better off taking your American money, you want to buy iPod, that same $200 iPod. You're going to take your U.S. currency and you're going to go over there to buy iPod, or are they going to take their $200 in euros and come over here and buy iPod? $100.
They'll be better off coming over here.
Why?
Because it wouldn't cost 200 euros or cost $200.
Or what? How's that
advantage? It's worth, their money is worth more, so it would be cheaper out of euros.
That's right. Their money is worth more. So on the international market right now, it is better to have euros are worth more than a dollar. And conceivably, guess what? Your Garvey bucks, your Ithaca hours, your Aya dollars would be worth more than the U.S. dollar. People could trade you, as Safia is suggesting, although that's not what's in that article, then you would actually be saving money. If your Aya dollars, people would pay you because they so valued that Safia's crocheting skills. They so valued the artwork of Nima. They so valued the luscious, nutritious food that Tavon made. They so valued the computer wizardry of Abdullah. And those people said, I only will take Aya dollars. Okay? And so they really want those vegetables that Tavon has. And Safia want something that they have, but it's like Safia said, yeah, I mean, I'm willing to give you some of these Aya dollars, but I can't give you no 1 Aya dollar for 1 U.S. dollar. I'm sorry, they can't be like that. And they said, man, but I really want those vegetables for Tavon. Well, okay, then I'm willing to pay you $2, one of your Aya dollars. How conceive of that? Is that possible? Right here in this country, that you could create an internal currency where people would pay you, and your currency internally, without being backed by gold, but being backed by your good skills and services, actually have an exchange rate 2-to-1, or by people being a part of this community, are people offering, backing it by goods and skills par excellence, could in fact invade the U.S. economy and have them pay 2-to-1 for yours without having any gold. Now, irrespective of that happening, because that can happen, the thing that Safia mentioned happens, and it doesn't depend upon whether or not we get to that point. It means, like right now, what's the unemployment rate in the black community? What time we got? Got a few minutes. What's the unemployment rate in among black teenagers your age nationally? Come on, find it for me. Make sure you keep this as a part of your notes. Find it for me, Allende. Come on, come on. Go to work. What's the unemployment rate among black teenagers?
Okay, I got for 2009, it was 12.6%.
Black teenagers?
No, that's just for black people.
They're good. That's just for black people. Good, 12.9%. Footnote, everybody. When the folks are taking statistics about unemployment, they count the people who go to the unemployment agency to collect unemployment and who keep reporting, because you have to report in that you're still looking for work. If somebody is so frustrated, it's been 6 weeks, 6 months, a year, and they stop going and reporting they're looking for work, they don't count them. But do you think that unemployment rate is a little low? Do y'all understand that first? And I got you. We'll go right back to it. Do y'all understand what I just said? Okay. How the national unemployment figures are calculated. Okay. Now, y'all go to IA Education Institute. You can't sit on the sidelines. You got to know this stuff. You're going to know past, present, and you're going to determine the future. Okay. All right. So because they stop counting when people stop reporting that they're looking, we know in the black community those numbers are always low. So, all right. Now, who's found those for the teenagers? Found some. Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. I got food. For early 2010, 9.4%.
Oh, that's not right. Can't be. All right, Tavon put an article. What'd you find, Tavon? Please, see, whiz.
Okay.
Also, got Ayanna, you got to use common sense. No way in the world that a black and a black unemployment is going to be 12, and the unemployment for black teenagers is going to be less than that. So when you come up with something that doesn't make sense, you want to look deeper. All right, what you got, Tavon?
In this article, it says that it's nearly 50%.
It says the record for black teenage employment, August 83, when it hit 52. Okay, and so you're saying right now it's 49.4, right?
Yeah.
All right, 49.4, and that's including the undercounting. Now, when there was the Great Depression in this country, what year was the so-called Great Depression? Come on, y'all know history. What was it? Guess if you don't know. The Great Depression. You hear it on the news.
Was it 1946?
A good question. Nope, not 1912. Guessing is in order. I like that, Nima. Nope, that's not right, though. Come on, Safia, what's your guess? What's your guess? Come on, Allende. Y'all get to it. What the Great Depression. You heard it several times. What year?
It was starting in 1930 or 29 and ended in the late 30s.
Good, Allende. Typically, people peg it 1932. It actually started for some communities because, you know, depression doesn't hit all communities at the same time in 28, and it lasted in some communities to 1940. Okay? 1940. All right? But typically, they consider the decade of the 30s, starting with 32 is the official one, 32, not 36. Okay? But it was hit more people before then. The depression rate for the country, I'm talking about for white folks, so that made it say that this is a Great Depression, 25%, put it in the text chat. Black unemployment stands at 50% or better, okay? And when the country, white people, had an unemployment rate of 25%, they said it was a Great Depression, all right? And if folks are counting black, standard black unemployment, that is men, women, and teenagers, 20 at 12 point whatever, I think I've seen some as high as 16. If they're undercounting, then they're close to 20%. And so that's close. Now, you know, you clearly want to have your own currency when U.S. dollars are not flowing in your community. Even though Tavon can garden, he has those skills. Even though Safia can crochet and write and dance, and Nima is an artist extraordinaire of all kinds. So they're goods and services that you have, that people have, that teenagers and other people have. Now, the way it is now, I can't get my myself affirmed either psychologically, socially, or in monetary ways that will benefit me except for by white folks' currency. Check this out. I'm a photographer. I'm a good one. You know, the people in my community are largely unemployed. Most of the money that they are making has to go to take care of the necessities. 63% of their income, since they're unemployed or underemployed, go to take care of the house. And that's not an exaggeration. That's accurate for the black community. 63%. When, of course, the national standard is 30%. Our black people are paying Abdullah 63% of their income for a house, for housing for them and their children, versus 30%. Talk to me. That's if you don't know. Oh, well, yes and no. Come on, somebody else. How do you mean?
How do you mean?
Yes, I'm asking why. How is it that the folks in this black community, in the nation, okay, are paying 63% of their income on the average for housing, when the national average among white people is like 30%, 30 or 34?
Maybe because overall, black people they like get paid less, so they have to use more of it for the necessities.
You're a genius. That's absolutely. It's a simple question. You get paid less, okay? You're going to have a house for your children, okay, and for yourself, okay? You pay more because you make a greater percentage of your income because you're making less money. Yes, and that is discrimination, but you weren't specific, Abdullah, okay? In this situation, we're talking about income discrimination, payment discrimination. So there's less money that people have to buy my photography service because 63% of the income is going to take care of the house. Then they got to have some food, so they don't, I mean, they got a chinch on photography. Oh, suppose we entered a bartering system, excuse me, change that. We entered our own currency system, and they entered into that system. Because while they are less employed or get paid less money, they still have time and energy. And they said, well, Kessa, would you please do a photograph of Abdullah's wedding? And we know normally we'd pay $2,000 in U.S. currency. We don't have that, but we're willing to pay you $2,000 in Aya hours. And I said, bet. I'm willing to do that. I said, I need some crochet for my grandchildren, all right? And I know I can. Safia's going to take care of that. But do you see how I can be affirmed as a photographer? Putting my skills and services to good use, just like the air conditioning repairman, because I'm happy to serve my people, and I also get some money that I can use to get something for my grandchildren. And ain't no white folks entered into the exchange, and their discrimination hasn't stopped me from being affirmed or getting what I need from Safia. Do y'all see that?
Yeah.
Now, come on, if you don't, you know, we're going to deal with it. All right, it's time to go. But I want you to, all right, just a couple of things just real quickly. You got to understand, and I want you to write about the value of money, okay? All right, for those of you, Safia, would you find that Ithaca Hours video on YouTube that we use in class? Put that in the text chat for folks. So y'all just hold on. Don't leave. We're just going to take care of this and be gone. I'm not going to teach anything else. I just want to summarize so you know what your homework is, and then you can take the minutes off of your other, no, not Sister Prele. But so just give me 2 minutes. All right, so Safia, you going to do that for me?
I'm looking at
it. Okay, great. Thank you. All right, now, fire up in the text chat right here, because this is going to be what you're going to be, what you think from this discussion are the salient things for you. Salient things for you we can use to shape a quiz around or essays around. What do you think have been important for you out of this? It can be a little thing or a big thing. It doesn't matter. What was important out of this? What was an aha, or what was like, oh, I really got it, or I got it better than I did before? Come on. Thank you, Nima. Okay, what? Did you want us to save that link? Not only do I want you to save that link, let me just double check it. I want you to watch that video. It doesn't mean go NEMA and currency within a community. What about that, Allende? I don't understand. What about that? Did you get? We can make our economy much better with our own currency integrated. Okay, so Safia, you didn't get anything out of the day that's different or reinforced, and Abdullah, you didn't either, huh?
You're talking about my notes?
I'm looking on the text chat. Okay, I asked you to just type in everybody what you got out of today. Any additional thing? Any additional clarity? Any small thing? Any large thing? What you got? All right. All right. Today is Wednesday. Look in your email for a class marker, a test on the three videos. It won't include the video on the Ithaca Hours, okay? But you ought to have notes. I want to see your notes page from this Ife's article. And Safia, if you find yours, would you please email that to everybody? And so we can also do the same thing for yours. So I want to see your notes page for that article. Every thing that we cover today, I want you to review and make sure you understand, and we'll be covered. So you might save the text chat. Also, please watch and take notes from the YouTube video on the Ithaca Hours, okay? And just particularly pay attention to things that you didn't know or things that are salient. You don't have to write down everything, okay? But you want to write down stuff like how wide is the currency accepted? How did it get started? Why is it valuable? How is it sustained? And then come back with questions like, okay, if we tried that or if we did that, what would be the problem? You know, that's what I want you to think. If you would establish one in your own community of Charlotte, of Philadelphia, of Atlanta, of Richmond, what would be the problem, okay, that you would face, that you think you would have to overcome? Next question, could you establish this currency among teenagers, your own age, okay? You know, where, you know, people who are 21 and older had to have special permission to join. Could you do that? And if so, what would be the problem with that? Or okay. All right. All right, folks. Take care. Have a good lunch. Bye now.